Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Today is a celebration of one of the great saints of the West, St. Patrick of Ireland. His life is a very interesting life. He went from what is currently France or Gaul to be a missionary in Ireland. And there he had to face up against all kinds of different peoples because there were even people who were flesh eaters in Ireland at that time. And so he systematically went around the island of Ireland, and he converted, eventually becoming, becoming a hierarch and all that. And, you know, they say that he drove out all the snakes in Ireland. That's one of those legendary things. But he was a great man of faith and humility. And I think that we should never be too much looking at ourselves as not being humble. The reality is that we're supposed to be humble. We're supposed to be repenting. We're supposed to be forgiving. We're supposed to be drawing all men, women, children to the Orthodox Church. We're supposed to be living a life of heroic virtue. That's the life we're supposed to live. And so we have to ask ourselves what interferes with our willingness or our ability to have enough faith to do that. Because when we have problems, for instance, do we seek to solve them ourselves or do we seek God first? Because if we seek ourselves, then we have ourselves to blame one way or the other, whether we get it or we don't. But if we trust in God's divine providence, then all of a sudden all things are possible. In fact, when you trust in God's divine providence, have faith in Him completely, put your will in His hands, put your life in His hands, when that happens, then you don't have to worry about anything. You are truly free of the confines of this world. Anything in this world will throw at you, God can take care of one way or the other, whether it leads to difficulties in the physical sense, obviously for the saints and for our Lord and Savior. He had suffered great difficulties, so why would we be any different if we have great difficulties? But I am here to say that that when I was listening to Saint Cyril of Jerusalem in his catechetical lectures, he talks a lot about faith and belief, and in particular about repentance and the need and the desire to repent. You know, in one book, they say that repentance, in a sense, it means metanoia in Greek, and the Greek translation of it is a deeper sense than we have in the word repent. Repent is not just saying I'm sorry, oops, I made a mistake. Repent is being on your knees, standing, praying in your prayer corner when nobody is looking, asking God to take away this sinful nature that you have acquired over the years, your continuous habitual sins that come your way all the time. You know, we can't roll the dice and hope that, well, we'll have enough time before the end, before our end in this world, to actually be set free of sin. We have to be ongoing in our daily repentance. For instance, when we when we basically go to sleep at night, we should say our evening prayers and then make the sign of the cross over our bed, wherever we're sleeping. And then we should, standing before our icons, we should recount the day from the moment that you start praying to the moment you awoke. And you should be having thoughts about how your day went and what you did with your day and how you how reflecting on your day, and having read your evening prayers, you would have come across the list of sins that we continuously seem to indulge ourselves in. And so there you can stand before with tears, maybe shedding tears for the sorrow that you feel for having disappointed God, for having separated yourself from the love of God. It's this daily action that when you, so that when you awaken in the morning, you're clear, you're fresh, you have asked God to forgive you the night before, he has agreed to wake you up to actually give you life on a new day, and therefore to start your new day with your morning prayers, your reading of scripture, your reading of the lives of the saints, standing before your icon corner, or coming to church then, having read maybe the prayers before Holy Communion as a way of life. In other words, you know, in the morning you get up early enough so you can read those prayers before Holy Communion if you're coming to Holy Communion. Repenting already because you've missed the whole cycle of services, which are a requirement for in the Orthodox canons of the Church, to participate in the cycle of services. So having not done that, you ask God for his economia and his blessing to bless you to receive of his holy body and blood, and then if you have an opportunity to confess your sin before receiving. This is a way of life, brothers and sisters. This isn't a monastic way of life. In fact, the monastics live a much harder, have much more difficult way of life. This is the way of life for Orthodox Christians. It's the way that I was instructed when I first came into Orthodoxy with my wife and I, when we met the brothers, the fathers in Platina, and they instructed us along these lines, because this is the way people who we see their pictures on the walls, the saints that we commemorate, they live their life in this kind of fashion, mostly. Unless they're martyrs, and then they had to live their life to become martyrs, because they would not have been able to withstand the temptation to leave Christ to save themselves. So it's again, this is we're celebrating a man of total faith and a man of total dedication who went forth and converted a pagan island in the north west part of this world, and we commemorate him and celebrate Saint Patrick today and give thanks to God for his saint. But we also want to remember to reflect on how we should be living our life and what we should be doing in our life and how we should approach each morning and each night and throughout the day so that we have with us him. So we are contemplating him all the time, contemplating him in our life, saying the Jesus prayer when need, when we especially, crossing ourselves, you know, being kind to those you meet, being loving, being generous to the homeless. It all goes hand in hand if you want to have a life that stays in Jesus Christ. But so that is our goal, that is our the challenge that we have, to have true repentance. To have true repentance, tears and for our sins and for the past that we've been forgiven. Even those things we've been forgiven, we still repent and we ask God and thank him for having given us remission of sin, so that we live in this state, this total, this continuous state of joy with Jesus Christ, because in him and through him and by him and around him and where he is everywhere present, fill us all things, he is present and he loves us, and that love is overwhelming, because if we experience it truly in its truest form, which is what he presents to us on a day-to-day basis, we will find peace. And peace is what we seek in all things. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.